Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Josh Bohr, and he is pharmacist and owner at Rex Pharmacy. Good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Hope you're the same. I know you're a busy guy because I come to the pharmacy and there you are working hard, but you're going to take the few minutes to visit with us. Josh, I want to find out a little bit more about you. Where'd you grow up, and just give us a bit of background.
Sure. Well, I was raised most of my life in Hastings, Nebraska, a little town, south central Nebraska. That's where I grew up. And, you know, I had a good friend who his dad owned a pharmacy growing up. And that's kind of where I started to get interested in the profession. And of course, when I went on to college, I knew I wanted to do something in the health related field, and just kind of gradually steered that way. Did my undergraduate work at Nebraska Wesleyan University in Lincoln, and then into Omaha for my pharmacy school at University of Nebraska Medical Center.
And so now here you are in Atlantic, and as I recall, you have a partner here.
I do. I have a partner now. He generally works at, we also have a store in Wahoo, Nebraska, which is probably about 2 hours west of here. And he spends most of his time there, and I spend pretty much most of my days here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you come in at all, most of the time you're going to see Josh here. And as I recall, you have at least one little one, maybe two.
I do. I have two little girls. I have a three-year-old daughter and a nine-month-old daughter. And they keep me busy, that's for sure.
I would think so. I just think a three-year-old is just interested in everything, and a nine-year-old is still kind of getting around. I'm guessing crawling, maybe?
Yeah, she's getting ready to start crawling. She's kind of lazy. I think we've just carried her too much. She rolls everywhere, yeah. But she just doesn't want to get up on those hands and knees just yet.
Well, every child is unique, so it will be interesting, that's for sure. Well, Josh, I want to talk about some things in our, I think we still call them medicine cabinets, although people keep their medicines in various places. Let's talk first about those prescriptions. And I know we're told don't keep them, but tell us a little more about, you know, how long can we keep them? How long can we use them? What should we know about keeping safe prescriptions?
Well, good. With prescription drugs, there's a few little guidelines you can go by. Generally, when we keep prescription stock bottles in the pharmacy, they usually have a date, an expiration date listed on them. Those dates are usually based on the fact that we're going to be storing them in a very controlled environment in the pharmacy versus if you're, you know, if the patient's driving around with them in their car, maybe has them in the medicine cabinet in the bathroom where there's a lot of humidity. So there's a lot of factors that can affect it. The general rule of thumb is if you've had the medication for more than a year, it's probably time to get rid of it.
Okay, and we do have some safeguards in terms of, you know, we're not allowed so many refills and so on. But still, it's really easy if you just take it for a little while to let it sit there and think, oh, well, you know, that helped last time. I'll just take that again. And then maybe surprised at what the date is.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I even go back in my own medicine cabinet and look at some over-the-counter medications and realize that they've been in there a while. It's probably about time to get rid of those and get some new ones. But you'll notice on a lot of packaged medications, even prescriptions, if it's a cream or a topical gel or a lotion or something like that, those will usually contain a manufacturer's expiration date on the bottle. If you can find that expiration date, you're generally safe to use it until that expiration date, provided you store it under the recommended conditions, which is, you know, in a cool, dry place, you know, room temperature is fine. Mm-hmm. If you're storing them in your glove compartment, they're probably not going to last quite that long.
So use a little bit of sense, although, you know, we get off on something else and sometimes we just forget about things. Now, for families where somebody isn't living by themselves, they may have medications for a number of different people. How do we keep those all straight?
Sure, that's actually a good point. I would certainly recommend keeping different family members' medications stored in a separate place. It's especially with prescription medications, it can be very easy. A lot of medications look alike. Obviously, when they're in the pill bottles, they all look exactly alike. If you're not looking closely, it can be pretty easy to make a mistake. So I'd recommend, one, completely separating prescription medications for different members of the family would be a good idea to start.
Yeah, so of course our names are on there, but sometimes you just get in a hurry. So you know you're going to be safe if you have them in a different place. Are antibiotics, should they be handled any differently than other prescription drugs?
Well, generally with antibiotics, in most cases, when people are prescribed them, they're prescribed for a set duration. In most instances, there should not be any antibiotics left over. We should finish the entire course regardless of if we're feeling better, you know, after day 3 or day 5. If we're supposed to take it for a week or 10 days, we really should continue taking those. That being said, the expiration date for antibiotics would probably fall along the lines with any other medications, you know, a year or the manufacturer's listed expiration date. Mm-hmm. I will caution, however, against holding on to extra antibiotics. I know there's a tendency and an urge to go right to those antibiotics and take them the next time you have similar symptoms, but there's a couple of things to keep in mind with that. One, similar symptoms doesn't always mean the same antibiotic will work. And two, if you don't have enough antibiotic to finish an appropriate course, meaning 7 days or 10 days, even 14 days, depending on the condition, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. You might just be exposing yourself to a small amount of antibiotics. And that sort of thing leads community-wide to a resistance in bacteria. So I would be very cautious. My personal recommendation is if you end up with any leftover antibiotic medication, I would dispose of it.
Okay, good sense there. But we need to know those kinds of things. This is sort of aside from the antibiotics and so on. But we used to get medicine with cotton in it. Is that going to happen very often now?
No, it doesn't happen very often anymore. They used to use cotton a lot as a way to absorb moisture, help keep the pills stable. Anymore, the requirements on the prescription vials that we use, they meet really stringent requirements as far as how airtight they are and other, you know, other factors that are required. So generally they do not put cotton in there. In fact, I think there are some studies out there that have shown that cotton may actually work and have a negative effect on the on drugs and the makeup and the composition of the drugs. So you don't see it that often, and probably because the technology in the vials is just better.
And most things are really sealed well when you first get them. You go, oh gosh, first I got to unseal them here after the lid. What about drug interactions? I have this is maybe completely wrong, but sometimes I feel like if you go to one physician, another physician, somehow it may be easy to get drugs, not on purpose, but get some that a pharmacist actually could, if one pharmacist is filling them, you can see those.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, using one pharmacy is probably a good idea for that. Sometimes if we go to different prescribers, and even though they might take a quick glance at your med list, it can be easy to get medications that maybe interact, and you know, one physician didn't know that you were on it, or maybe, you know, they just didn't see it the first time around. So yeah, definitely if you're going to a new pharmacy or somewhere to fill a prescription, bring your med list in. They'd be happy to check it over. And anytime if you have any concerns or questions, go ahead and bring it in, because there's a lot of drug interactions out there, and some are more significant than others. Some might not be significant at all, but it's certainly better to bring that up and check and see if it's possible that there could be an interaction.
Yeah, I'm thinking we really are recommended that we have a med list, that we keep that. And, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, they want to know what you're taking now. Maybe we should bring that in on a kind of a, I don't know, yearly basis, every other year basis, and show it to a pharmacist and just have it checked over.
Absolutely. It's a good idea to bring in your med list, especially if you're taking any other over-the-counter medications. Your pharmacist may not have a record of those. It would be a good idea to bring those in. Also, you know, regularly, especially if you change meds a lot, it might not be a bad idea to go to your pharmacist and just get a list of stuff. Okay. So if you're going to a new doctor, you can bring in your med list and they can look it over.
And when you talk about over the counter, I'm thinking sometimes people think if they're taking some herbal medication, what I call medications, or supplements of that sort of thing, and we forget that maybe that would be a good idea to tell you too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of over-the-counter medications, whether it be herbal medications, Tylenol, multivitamins, iron supplements, calcium. There are a lot of meds that when those are taken simultaneously, they actually will affect how that medication works, specifically with antibiotics. There's a lot of antibiotics that, so it's a good idea to always mention that stuff to your pharmacist.
Just don't assume that that all stuff is safe. Well, we want to thank you very much, Josh Bohrer, who is the pharmacist and owner at Rex Pharmacy. And until next time, here's a thought. It doesn't do any good to sit up and take notice if you just keep on sitting.